You are the fourth man in the fire. You are the lion, yet the lamb. You are the freedom in the prison, strong and breast that one. You are the fourth man in the fire. You are the lion, yet the lamb. You are the freedom in the prison, strong and breast that one. You are the riches of the poor man. You are the victory of the victor. You are the eyes of the blind man.
You are welcome to the teaching ministry of Evangelist Splendor Anderson, the head pastor and general overseer of the End Time Ambassadors Church of Christ. Happy listening. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Help me turn around, preach to five persons, by your right, by your left. Help me tell the persons, dry bones can live again.
Dry bones can live again.
Do it as if you mean it.
Dry bones can live
tell
again.
The person, dry bone can live again.
Dry bones can live
by
again.
The special grace of God, I'm going to be talking to us on the topic I captioned, dry bones can live again. Our text will be taken from the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. From verse 1 to 14. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before the message, I want us to take a prayer. So please, wherever you are, I implore you to be on your feet as we pray. Lift up your right hand of fire to heaven. I hope those people at the gallery, I hope you're listening. The ones behind, I hope you're listening. Let's be upstanding as we take a prayer. My Father and my God, as I begin to pray now, any condition of my life that is dead, revive it with your life. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Ama soko prede deli kusu prada dali bradu ziketo zadia. Igenene kwadie. Abba Father, my Lord and my God, revive every dead part of my life. Revive anything that is dead, any condition of my life that is likened to the dry bones in the valley. I pray for revival. I pray for revival. I pray for revival. Open your mouth and begin to fire prayer. Iko to brega deli kusu. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So now you can take your seat. If you are with your Bible, please pick up your Bible. Listen to me, you don't punch your Bible. Your Bible is not the handset. I mean your Bible. Open your Bible, turn with me to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 and from verse 1. Are you there? Are you there with your Bible? Hallelujah. Without taking much of your time, the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1, read to us. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Verse 3, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to come into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath into you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7, so I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the winds, prophesy, son of man, and say to the winds, thus saith the Lord God,
gone from the four winds, oh, breathe and breathe upon this slain that they may live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I prophesy as he has commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they live, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. First of all, I want us to look at the meaning of dry bone. A dry bone is a lifeless bone. A dry bone is a dead bone. A dead bone that is not just dead, but a bone that has been dead long ago is a dry bone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these were the kind of bones that Ezekiel was carried by the Spirit of the Lord to become a prophet over. You might not understand. Let's look at the meaning of valley as we forge ahead. An elongated depression between the hills or mountains, often flowing with a river through it. A valley can also be seen as any space enclosed between the ranges of hills or mountains. In the search for the meaning of valley and dry bone, we come across words like lifeless. We come across words like dead. We come across words like dead long ago. We come across words like elongated depression. We come across words like hills and mountains. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that as I begin the study of the story of the valley of dry bones, I come to understand that there was nothing good about the valley of dry bones except the revival that took place in the valley. There was nothing good about the valley of dry bone except the revival that took place in that valley. Why bones in the valley? This is a common practice, even from the days of old, that when a reputable man dies, a man of value, a man that has people, a man that the people respect, when he dies, honorably, his people will gather. A grave will be dug, the man will be lowered, and a befitting burial will be given to honor the man that is dead. But when a man of no value dies, a man of less importance, a man that has nobody, a man that was even written off while alive, when he dies, nobody bothers about digging a grave. They will carry the corpse, go to the valley, they will dump the man there. This is how the corpses in the valley of the dry bone were gathered. The Bible recorded, he said the bones were so many. It means it was not just one corpse that was there. Listen to me. This is how the valley was filled with dry bones. Because every corpse thrown into the valley, after a while, the skin will decay. The skin will deteriorate and the bones will remain. But because the bones have lasted there for too long, the Bible says the bones were very dry. Ah! Ego Diano Zizia. I want to tell you the kind of bones that were found in the valley. I want to tell you the bones that were in the valley. They were bones of persons that the people considered a nobody. These were the kind of bones that were in the valley. They were bones of persons that were written off by the people even while alive. These were the kind of bones that were found in the valley. They were bones of no value people. They were bones of no importance. These were the kind of bones that were found in the valley. Jesus. Ah! Ego doso pradida. Listen to me, child of God. The valley is not a good place. The valley is not a place of comfort. The valley is not a good place at all. Situations in the valley of dry bone. Hey! Ananana mayana. Masupazida. It is never a good situation, ladies and gentlemen. Situation in the valley of dry bone is a helpless situation. Situation in the valley of dry bone is a hopeless situation. It's a confused situation. A situation that is concluded and forgotten by the people. A stagnated situation. Situation of pain and sorrow. A situation of questions without answers. Situation of labor without result. Situation of repeated affliction. These are the kind of situations the bones were encountered with in the valley. Are you suffering from this kind of situation? Is your problem likened to the dry bones in the valley? Listen to me. For as many that are hearing the sound of my voice, I make a declaration over your life. Any death situation in your life, receive the life of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God for one thing that happened in the valley of dry bones. Despite the fact that the bones were very dry, there is something that happened in the valley, and that was revival. Revival is coming to somebody listening to the sound of my voice now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe me and shout a bigger amen, revival is coming your way.
Amen.
Nobody ever believed that the dry bone will live again. Nobody ever believed that the dry bone will become a soldier. Nobody ever believed that the dry bone will become a mighty man of valor. Nobody ever believed that one day the dry bone in the valley will become a defender. Nobody ever believed the dry bone will become a fighter. Nobody ever believed the dry bone will become a helper. They never believed or dreamt of it, that one of the day the dry bone will become a solution to their problems. They never knew that someday there will come a time when the dry bone will become a representative of a particular nation. The dry bone will live again. Child of God, listen to me. It does not take God a day to change your condition. It does not take God a week to change your situation. It does not take God a month to change your situation. It does not take God a year to change your situation. It only takes God a word. Just believe. The Bible says, for it is possible to them that believe. Only a word. The Bible says God instructed Ezekiel. He said, speak to the dry bones. Prophesy my words, the word of God, to the dry bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you need for a turnaround in your life is the word of God. What you need is the word of God. Go for the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be on your feet. Let me make a declaration over your life. For as many that believe, to as many that believe, I make a declaration over your life. Anything that is gradually taking life out of you, let the fire of God consume it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Child of God, listen to me. It is possible to him that believeth. You can become a graduate from the valley. You can become a landlord from that valley. You can be a husband and a wife from the valley. You can still carry your miracle babies from that same valley. Your health can still be restored from the valley. Your business can still be restored from the valley. You can regain your job from the valley. Your broken marriage can still be reunited from the valley. Listen to me. The unity in your family that is broken can still be restored, even from that same valley. It is possible to him that believeth. All you need to do is to believe in God. There's a revival that is coming your way right now. If only you can believe it. If only you can believe it. Revival can still meet with you, even in the valley. For it is possible to him that believeth. Nobody ever believed that the dry bones would one day become a living being. Not just a living being, a mighty man of value. A soldier that would defend a particular nation when it comes to time of war. Nobody ever believed that. Child of God, listen to me. it is possible to him that believeth. Revival is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are listening to me right now, I say revival is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Revival is hitting your job. Revival is hitting your marriage. Revival is hitting your business. Revival is hitting your academic. Revival is hitting your family. Revival is hitting your health. Revival is coming to your ministry in the name of Jesus. Marco Pati Nikwazia. The God of the ninth hour, the God of the 11th hour.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at what you need to do if the dry bone must live again. There are things you need for the dry bones to live again. Number one is the word of God. You need the word of God. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 4, God instructed Ezekiel to speak the word of God to the dry bones. He instructed Ezekiel to prophesy the word of God to the dry bones. It was the word of God through Ezekiel that propelled life into the dry bones. The bones were dead and dry. Yet God instructed Ezekiel. He said, speak the word, prophesy to the dry bones. Listen to me, child of God. Every situation and condition you are faced with in life has the ability to hear and obey the word of God. God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to these dry bones. Say unto them, hear ye the words of the Lord, not the word of man, but the word of God. Listen, every condition, every problem you are faced with has the ability to hear and obey the word of God. When you are confronted with this condition, when you are faced with this challenge, all you need to do is to go for the word of God. How much of the word of God you have inside of you determines how many battles you will surmount. God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to them, they are bones. But in the realm of the spirit, bones have ears. Listen to me. I don't know the kind of challenge you are faced with. Poverty has an ear to hear. Listen to me, child of God. That barrenness that is your problem can hear the voice of God. I don't care to know. Listen to me, child of God. Is it my gray headache? What has the doctor told you? They have the ability to hear and obey God. All you need to do is to speak the word of God. And when Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bones, the Bible says the dry bones heard the word and the dry bones obeyed. And the dry bones became living beings, mighty men of value. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I come as a child of God under this unction of grace. I speak the word of God to your condition. I make a prophetic declaration over your life. Hiding under the grace of my father, Professor Apostle Joseph Suleiman. Any condition that has made you to sleep while men are awake pursuing their destiny, I command that situation to catch fire now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Remember, I told you number one thing you need for the dry bone to live again is the word of God. The outline two of what you need for the dry bone to live again is a prophet. You need a prophet. If you look at the verse 1 of Ezekiel chapter 37, you understand what I'm trying to tell you. Ezekiel was made a prophet over the dry bones in the valley. With the presence of Ezekiel as a prophet over the dry bones in the valley, revival was effected and the dry bones returned to living beings because of the presence of Ezekiel in the valley as a prophet. Listen to me, man of God. You were sent out by God as a prophet into a place that looks like the valley, with a people that their conditions can be likened to that of the dry bones. Man of God, it is not a mistake. God sent you there because he knows that with you, revival can be effected. If Ezekiel have said to God, I will not go to the valley, listen to me, till today, the dry bones would have still been there. But because Ezekiel obeyed the word of the Lord and went to the valley, revival was effected. Dry bones came back to life. Not just coming back to life,
they became mighty men of value. They became defenders. They became soldiers that were fighting for the nation. Man of God is not a mistake. That God sent you to that place, it is not a mistake at all. God knows that with you, He can effect revival. He knows that with you, He can open the graves and bring out His people and give them life again. That's why He sent you there. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. With you, revival can come to the land. So listen to me. If you are looking for ways and you said, oh, how, what would I do for this dry bone to come back to life again? Where I am in right now can be likened to the situation of the dry bones in the valley. What do I need to do to come out of this place? I told you the first outline. I said you need the word. You go for the word. Outline two, I said you need a prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Ezekiel went as a prophet in the valley over the dry bones. And that's why the dry bones came back to life. Because of the presence of Ezekiel. And you equally need the word of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Listen to me. I told you earlier on that I said any condition you are faced with has the ability to hear and obey the word of God.
Be upstanding as I pray with you. I don't know the kind of valley you are into right now. In the days of Ezekiel, it was the valley of dry bone. I don't know your own valley right now. It can be the valley of barrenness. I don't know your valley. It can be the valley of sickness. I don't know the valley. It can be the valley of poverty. I don't know the valley you are into right now. It can be the valley of sickness. It can be the valley of near success syndrome. It can be the valley of late marriages. It can be the valley of failure. It can be the valley of disappointment. I don't know the kind of valley you are in right now. I make a declaration over your life. I send revival to that valley in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Revival. Hit that valley. Revival, hit that valley. Revival, hit that valley. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. Child of God, remain blessed and remain rapturable. Till we meet in my next episode. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Splendor. Thank you. Till we meet again.
You are the fourth man in the fire. You are the lion, yet the lamb. You are the freedom in the prison, strong and breasted one. You are the fourth man in the fire. You are the lion, yet the lamb. You are the freedom in the prison, strong and breasted one. You are the riches of the poor man. You are the victory of the victor. You are the eyes of the blind man. Strong and breasted one. Everybody say,
strong and breasted one.
Strong and breasted.
I worship you today.
You were strong and breasted.
Strong.